News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Sport Ireland is set to develop a new Respect the Ref campaign in response to what is identified as a rising incidence of abuse and disrespect towards officials. Joining us to discuss this is Rory Hickey, former Intercounty GAA referee and GAA Referees Administrator for Clare. Rory, thanks indeed for talking to us. Is this badly needed?
It is, and I welcome any initiative that pushes towards respect to the ref, or is to help. Like when I saw the press release, it said a cultural change. I'd be very interested to see how Sport Ireland think they can change people's culture. But at the moment, it's only a press release. I'd be very interested to see how they tease it out.
You sound slightly sceptical in relation to changing culture.
Well, I'm one of those retired guys that's been around the block. It was 20 years operating as a GAA referee, and now I'm the GAA administrator. So I'd be very interested to see how they do it. For me, myself, if you're to change culture, that's a generational thing. You need to get down into the schools, get down to primary kids. Even back in my own day, there was a super idea. If you remember that super hurling referee, Brian Gavin there in Offaly, yeah. He had an idea where the retired guys, you made them GAA ambassadors or GAA refereeing ambassadors. You bring them into the schools, let the kids meet them. Let those guys referee the kids' games, the schools' games you all attend or try to attend during the week. And then, you know, when those kids come up along then and they come to play in their own age groups of 12 and 14, they have a little more respect for it. Something like that. If it's going to be a poster campaign worth 70,000 euros where you plaster it everywhere, that's not going to work. Because, you know, at the moment, if you're trying to change, culturally change adults, you're not going to do that. If a guy is going to matches or a lady is going to matches for 20 years, screaming at a referee, in any code, they're not going to change. So I'd be very interested to see how it pans out. But I hope they take a different sort of approach.
OK, I have to say, like, rugby is I love teasing my rugby friends about rugby. But one thing I have to take my hat off to them for, respect for the referee is paramount, and it's unquestioned, and it is part of the culture there.
And it is, and jealousy comes into my mind when I think of rugby refereeing as opposed to my own code and GAA refereeing. It really does, and players nearly bow down to the rugby referee. It's fantastic to see. But, like, you know, it's not all doom and gloom in the GAA with regard to this, and kudos to Jim Gavin there and the FRC when they introduced the rules into Gaelic football. It really, really has improved.
So this is
football.
Specifically the rule if you show dissent that you pay the price on the pitch.
Oh, we're on 50 metres. The ball is under the referee's arms and he's bringing the ball 50 metres forward. Any screaming at the referee from the sideline, from members of management or whatever, they're off. Off goes the referee with the ball under his arm. But
that changes it on the pitch, and it's absolutely welcome. I mean, is the day of, I mean, do you remember the horror stories of referees being bundled into boots of cars and so on? Is that over, or can there still be nervy times for GAA referees?
I think it is. I think it is, being honest. In this day and age, the idea of putting a referee into the boot of the car, driving him up a mountain, I think, they're mythical stories, though, that really has finished. But it's come a long way, but not far enough. For me, Jim Gavin's introduction and those proposals, they need to transfer to hurling as well. Like, it's a twin with Gaelic football, as in there are two national sports in GAA, but you can still scream at the referee in hurling and get away with it. As a management, you know, so like I think the penny is dropping top brass level in the GAA. I think they're going to do something with hurling in the closed season, maybe this year as well, you know.
Can I ask you, Rory, did you ever feel like your personal safety was at risk when you were refereeing?
Oh, I did, yeah. And I'd be telling you lies, I mean, and giving you bravado talk if I said I wasn't, yeah. Yeah, there was once or twice, mainly in club games. Once or twice that I felt where did I park the car, and I'll be doing well to get back to the car here now without some sort of confrontation.
Which is outrageous, isn't it? You are doing something for the love of the game,
it's outrageous, but it's true. Like, I mean, you've got to think about it. You're going to two parishes, and this is, I'm not going to say it's all they have, but this is one of their main focuses of the year. And maybe you make two mistakes. that maybe hinge the game the other way. And there's one or two of those supporters, or one or two, mainly supporters rather than players, I'll be honest with you, that feel that this guy has wronged us. He's done it on purpose. He's biased. And you're not, like, you know, you've just made two mistakes, and they feel, I'm going to meet this fella in the car park. And if you're dealing with a rural venue, anywhere, you know, and your car is parked at the end of the car park, you have a long way to go to get to it. But I have to say now, in fairness, look, there were very, very few and far between for me. Yeah. But there was, well, there was one or two. Generally, at inter-county level, no.
So in summary, what's your message this morning in relation to respect?
My message is... Well, look, everything helps, but, you know, they throw out a figure there. I think it was a €70,000 or something like that. The figure was in the press release there yesterday. But my message is, think about it a different way. Get down into the primary schools. If you're going to change culture, you got to do it with the kids. It's too late for the adults. They've already formed their opinions. But if you get down into the schools, that's where you'll change culture, and that's where you start to respect the ref.
Okay, well, look, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Rory Hickey, former Intercounty GAA referee, GAA Refs Administrator for Clare. Let us know your own stories about what you've seen. Look, we all have to look at ourselves. Anyone who goes to matches, football, Gaelic games, rugby, we have to look at ourselves, because I think we all let fly at the referee from time to time, and it just isn't acceptable. And rugby leads the way on that, and credit to rugby for doing that. Let us know what you think. 08740.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.